Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Here we have, I'm informed, videos of toxic women on TikTok, and we'll review a few of these. Let's start at the top.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm fresher than
okay. Bragging about the fact that you're walking out of the house, dressed like a stripper.
She belongs to the streets.
Also, by the way, this is a pretty new thing. Like, I've been going to gyms for, 25 years. And it's only recently where it became standard practice at the gym for women to go in there not even fully clothed. It has not always been that way, which tells me it doesn't have to be that way. You're making a choice. Okay, this one's good because this is supposed to be actual footage of a creepy guy at the gym doing something totally inappropriate. It's not just a story being told later. This is the actual thing. Let's all watch.
Speak up when I hop about to cut, I promise I'm gonna make a scene. Got lights, cameras, action, but I promise that I won't be seen. She told me that she loved me, but I knew that she make believe, but this ain't even about it, so let me catch you up to speed.
There's nobody. Can we go back to that video? There's no one. No one is looking at this chick. No one's looking at you. There is nobody there. Everyone is minding their own business. They don't give a sh- really. Yeah, if you're, once again, you're going to the gym, you're wearing your underwear, there are going to be people who notice, they're going to look over like, oh, look, that chick's in her underwear. Okay. But then they're getting back to their own business. That's it. You want them to stare. You're desperate. These people are heroes in their own minds. She crosses her arms, posing all tough, and no one is paying attention and nobody cares. But very heroic. It's female empowerment right there. Have you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, your internet service provider. Well, to actually stop people from monitoring your online activity, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN. Think about all the times you've used Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, hotel, or even a friend's house. Without ExpressVPN, every site you visit can be logged by the admin of that network. That's still true even when you're in incognito mode. ExpressVPN is an app that encrypts all of your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity stays private. ExpressVPN is super easy to use. The app has one button, you tap it to connect, and your browsing activity is secure. It's as simple as that. Stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/walshyt. Use my link at expressvpn.com/walshyt to get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/walshyt. All right, let's do one more.
So I once had a guy walk up to me in the middle of one of my sets while I was working out. And on that day, I think I was wearing either a sports bra or a crop top and leggings, pretty normal for me. I had my headphones in and he comes up to me and taps on my shoulder. And the only thing he asked me was, he looked down at my chest and asked me, are those real? This made me so uncomfortable because not only did I just get a breast augmentation, I just felt incredibly uncomfortable and it was so uncalled for. I did end up reporting it to the front desk because this is like straight up sexual harassment. And this guy was probably in his 70s. So creeps are at the gym, and I highly suggest that you report them.
See, that, yet again, she has to throw in the comment about how he's in his 70s. How is that relevant to anything? Well, it's because she wants attention from certain types of men, but not a 70-year-old man. And so she wants to be able to control that. Now, the usual caveats here that there's a 75% chance that that didn't even happen. But if it did, yeah, the man shouldn't have made that comment. I would never make that comment. I would never say that to a woman. However, you got a breast augmentation. You go work out in public, presumably in your underwear, if you're like all these other women at the gym. So people are going to notice that part of your body.
It's what she deserves.
If you don't want people to notice it, then why do you go to enormous effort to call attention to it yourself? You literally augmented your breast. You know what the word augment means? It's a little bit like if I were to go out and buy a $250,000 sports car and drive it around, and then, you know, I pull up somewhere and I park, and somebody walks up to me and they say,
"Wow, how much did you spend on that thing?"
Smoke.
Now, that's rude. That's a highly inappropriate comment. It's not, again, not a question I would ever ask a guy riding around in a nice car. And yet, also, the only reason to buy a car like that and to drive it around is to advertise your wealth. So the statement that you're making when you drive that car around is, "Hey, look how much I spent on this car.
Oh, look at me. Look at me. I'm a god."
So there are going to be people without boundaries who will take your message more to heart, you know, more literally. They're going to say, "Oh, well, you want me to notice that? So I do. Look at me noticing it." This is one of the many reasons why we should have modesty in all areas of life. That's why it's one of the many reasons why it's preferable. And again, when we talk about modesty, that's not just something that applies to women who are wearing their underwear out in public. It is also immodest to flaunt your wealth. You know, that's the kind of immodesty might be more stereotypical of men.
I want to feel like it's raining on me, okay?
But in all these areas, you are really, in a certain way, you're dehumanizing and you're objectifying yourself. You're calling attention to something about yourself that is not really you. It's not your humanity. You're trying to get people to notice you in a kind of negative way. Once you have intentionally attracted that kind of attention, you're not always going to like the result. Everyone, wear your clothes when you go to the gym. We'll leave it at that.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.